Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, Smitty, Breezy.
What's happening?
Hey, Mr. Pitts.
That's right, my Hot Rod Happy Couple right here. And, of course, we've got the professor himself, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru.
What is going on, Whittier, California, former home of Shelby American, the Dodges?
Speaking of a Dodge that had a former home, I heard a certain Daytona's getting sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that makes me smile.
It doesn't me, man, if you knew what I was getting for it.
Well, you know what? You got something for it, and it's leaving.
Okay, yeah.
That's hey, you got.
It's going to a good home.
You got to focus on the donut and not the hole, Richard.
Yeah, exactly. You got to weigh your odds up, buddy.
It's going to a good home. It's going to something that appreciates it. That's why it's going there.
Exactly. It's going to a good home.
I'm just amazed there's two homes that appreciate it.
Man, I'm just thankful there are.
Can I get an amen? But, so, you know, that got me thinking. You know, we're thinking about show topics every week. And we talk about all kinds of cars. But I'll tell you, probably the cars that raise the most eyebrows is the sleeper cars. Those cars straight out of left field that will absolutely fly.
Love some sleepers.
I do love sleepers. And I love them either they're bought or built. I love them both.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we got the factory ones, but then, you know, you got turbo Dodge Caravans out there, spanking Mustangs.
Richard, this is your final warning.
All right,
we are not going to talk about anything four-cylinder, turbocharged, Dodge.
Or you just knocked out my first car that I was talking about.
Hey, if you're going to put that one down, we're not going to talk anything with the letter C or the number four.
Oh, there's fighting words right there.
How do you say four in Spanish, Patrick? Never mind. It's a quattro.
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 It's a quattro. So, talk about a sleeper car. Let's talk about some factory ones. And one that comes to mind is probably going to blow everybody in this room's mind, the first one that comes to my mind. And the only reason I know that is I actually bought my first wife one of these cars. A Pontiac Grand Prix GTP.
That is 100% true. I have actually raced one of those.
Supercharged 3800 V6 Series 2. Mm-hmm. And out of the box, they're fast. Yeah, but now you take that Eaton supercharger and you put just a little smaller pulley on it, and they're potent.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, I mean, what kind of horsepower are those things making, Professor?
240, but again, like 335 torque to the front wheels.
And keep in mind, that's a front-wheel drive Grand Prix, not a big car. And, you know, when you could change the pulley on it, that thing's hitting, what, 260, 270?
Probably to the wheel.
Yeah. And those cars, you know, they had traction control. I mean, you could do, those things would move. They were a lot of fun.
They made a Buick Regal version of it, too, the GS.
Exactly. Well, and another thing that was really cool about those cars, for insurance reasons, do you know the speedometer stopped at 85 on the dash, but the heads-up display kept going. So, like on the windshield, you know, like you would have the speedometer pegged out on the dash, but the windshield said you're running 115
or more.
Those were some fun cars. I actually had a lot of fun. I drove that GTP. It had a set of wheels on it. It was new at the time. I drove it to Nopi back when Nopi was cool.
Oh wow!
I'm showing my age. But
did
and,
it have any woofers in me, it? Woofers.
Actually, it did have.
It did have a woofer.
It had two tens in the trunk. But
were those factory woofers? Or
no. These were aftermarket woofers.
I love me a woofer, a good sounding woofer.
But you talk about a fun car, and it was a very sporty car too. The cool dash.
Picture.
And the thing that's cool about it is imagine if you took one of those Grand Prix and you just pop the GTP emblems off of it and put like the crappy, just regular V6 Grand Prix wheels on it.
Oh, that'd be a total sleeper car.
You talk about a sleeper from way back.
Yeah.
It would just sound like it needs a power steering pump.
Yeah, when you got on it.
Pull up to the red light, they think,
but
nah.
I think that's a good one. I mean, I that really do. Those are fun. Yeah. Cars. I would rock a GTP today, a nice one, which I haven't seen one in forever.
I ain't seen one in forever. I've seen a couple of the Buicks.
You still see some of the Buicks. A lot of your grandmas rode a Buick. And I want to tell you another one. Talk about that supercharged V6. They put it in the bigger Buick, too, didn't they, Richard?
Yeah, the Park Avenues.
Yeah, the Park Avenues had, and they'd fly. Now, it was a little bit bigger car, but it would still move.
Yeah, you put enough boost to it, that's a sleeper.
You know when you get spanked by the Park Avenue.
Especially if it's still got white walls on it.
You see them wire wheel hubcaps a spinning.
That's what I was about to say, all the hubcaps.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, I got one.
What's that?
Y'all going to have to talk about it because I don't really know too much about it. But I'm going to throw it out. It's not even a car. It's a truck. It's a GMC Cyclone or the Typhoon.
Uh-huh. But see,
back
that's
in
not,
91.
But see, that was the thing. Those things, because they were limited edition, those were all-wheel drive, 4.3 turbocharged, correct, Professor?
Yeah, 4.3 turbocharged.
I love it.
God, I love it.
But the only reason that people thought these were sleepers is they didn't know what it was because they didn't make a lot of them.
No, then they made the Cyclone for 1 year, and then they made the Typhoon for 2 years after that.
Yeah,
you pull up to that, you think it's just a regular old pickup just sitting there.
It's an S10 with a body kit.
Right.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of turbo anything back then that was considered fast, you know?
I'll never forget the car cover when they had the Cyclone. It says, this GMC pickup truck outran this Ferrari to 60 miles per hour,
dot, dot, dot,
in the rain.
Oh, I remember that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, so maybe still, I do know a little bit more about this than I thought.
It still holds the world record from 0 to 30, I believe.
Yeah, they
it's
won't.
The fastest to ever go 0 to 30, which ain't a big deal, but, I mean, when you think about it, when the Bugatti Veyron is in there, it's still beating that car out.
I do know that you could get to 60 miles per hour in 5 seconds with it.
Or less,
yeah.
In a pickup truck.
All-wheel drive.
In 1991.
In 1991. I'll tell you another thing, too. You know, they actually raced a few of those things on the Bonneville Salt Flats. They did extremely well there, too.
They used extended cabs for that.
Exactly.
Like, they didn't actually sell those, but
they called it a super coupe, remember?
Yeah.
Which always blew my mind because it was the same time they made Thunderbird super coupes.
Yeah. And I think it held a record for that, too.
Speaking of that, that's another one. How about the 3.8 supercharged V6 in the Thunderbird super coupe?
Those things are quick, and they're deceivingly fast. I drove one time, and I had a 5.0 Mustang at the time, so I wasn't expecting that much, but I think we'd run.
Yeah, they were quick.
They're finicky, though.
Yeah.
They were finicky cars. Actually, I bought one of those cars at the sale, and it's because it looked different than a normal Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little more like a turbo coupe and a regular Thunderbird. Could easily be confused.
Yeah.
But a super coupe was all kind of to its own.
Yeah, it had body kit and everything, its own rims.
Right. The super coupe was a pretty cool car, though. But they were finicky, though. The 3.8 was,
I don't think it was ever meant to be supercharged.
No. But it made great power, and, I mean, they were fast. And the turbo coupes were a lot of fun. And the 2.3s were a lot tougher, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, and they're same as a certain other brand that made four-cylinder turbos in the 80s. They can be built to be super fast.
They can be built to be super fast.
They can. You can make a turbo coupe or anything with a turbo Ford in it. You can make them fast. Put that in a Pinto and build it up.
Well, there's actually a couple guys that have already done that.
Shane Looper's got one.
Yeah.
It's a Bobcat. I'm sorry, Shane.
When you got a turbo, exactly. That's a classy Pinto.
Sorry about that, Shane.
It's a Mercury. Get it scraped. The only other Bobcat belongs to a man I know named Hollis Blood.
Yeah, Hollis has a Bobcat.
Yes, he did.
He did.
A bright red Bobcat. I tell you what, guys, you hang tight. We're talking sleeper cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, and we're talking sleepers. Now, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
What up?
Hey.
And then, of course, we got the professor, Richard Hoskins himself.
What's happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
I'm telling you. So we're talking sleeper cars. And now we're right here during break. Smitty done stepped up. He said, I got one, but it's going to get me made fun of.
So I'm
gonna
get picked on. Of course we have to do that now.
Well, I'm going to fit in on a little secret. We're going to make fun of you no matter what.
Well, I'll take it. I'll take it because I'm going to make fun of somebody else.
What's your car, Smitty?
Woofer.
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 It doesn't have woofers, but it's got enough battery power to power plenty woofers.
Batteries?
Oh, Lord.
A yeah. sleeper car?
And I know this is a Hot Rods and Happy Hour, and I would not say this had I not been proven. When I was out there in California to my buddy Brett, a Chevy Volt, all hybrid.
I'm sorry.
I got to admit, you swung that in a different direction than I was expecting.
Yeah, I totally wasn't expecting that.
No. What you swing it for the parking lot. I don't know what you... what, right off the bat. I'm sorry. I got to gain my composure real quick. This is Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This isn't electric vehicles and whatever E-word we want to throw in there. That's dumb, okay?
That's dumb.
That's just dumb.
Man, I said the same thing.
How is your wife going to say this awesome truck, this is, and then you're like, well, my battery-powered
exactly.
baby?
I agree. You know why? Because you got street cred.
I know, right?
He's got a ponytail.
His best friend told me I was more of a man than him.
I thought you were going to say a Tesla.
Yeah. I thought so too.
That's just as bad.
But you took it to the Volt.
But this this is my problem with it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I look at electric vehicles being fast kind of like witchcraft.
Really?
Like you hear about somebody putting a spell on somebody or some voodoo this or whatever. That's how I look at electric cars. They're a novelty. Like, yeah, it's cute. Oh, pew, look what it did. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. But that's how I look at them. And, I mean, I'm a dyno fuel kind of guy myself, if you haven't picked up on that. But come over here. This is my Chevy Volt. If you came in.
I didn't say mine.
If you came in and said a Chevy Cobalt, if you came in and said a Chevy Sonic, hell, if you came in with any Chevy but a Volt.
See, I was going to say the Cobalt SS. I mean, at least that's a little bit more credible.
I'm sure it's really fast as long as the extension cord holds out.
Nah, look, let me plead my case.
I don't want Duke Power to be sponsoring my hot rod bill.
I was in California, and he kept telling me, man, this thing is
quick. That was the problem.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Yeah,
He drank the water, just not with the straws.
Yeah, no straws, weed dispensaries, all of that craziness out there.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there, and he kept telling me, man, it's fast. It's fast, it's fast, it's quick, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, you're crazy. Nah, I'm for real. I'm like, dude, you're crazy. He's like, all right, you're riding with me for lunch. Got in it. I'm expecting nothing.
Did it make like the Jetson sound when he accelerated up?
It didn't make any sound.
It sounds like Chewbacca.
Do, 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 do.
And if y'all refer back to the first time
his
me and Breezy
boy,
was
Leroy.
On. When me and Breezy was on Hot Rods and Happy Hour for the first time, I had just come back from California, and I was picking on all the electric cars and everything. But this dude put me in this car, man. I mean, with where the battery packs are on the bottom, and then the center of gravity being so low on top of those battery packs. This dude, honest to God, we stopped at a red light. He was taking a left turn, and he just jumped in it. And as soon as he hit that electric pedal, I don't even know what they call it.
A switch.
The switch. There you go. He took off. And, dude, honest to God,
the
man.
Volume by the volume knob.
By the time we got across that little two-lane road and hung that left, we was over 45 miles an hour, and he was just
I bet you had to hold on to your hair, didn't you?
Well, I mean, it never even spun a wheel, never nothing. I mean, it never chirped.
I bet it didn't.
And, I mean, when it straightened out, dude, it was
my radio gone. Doesn't either.
Hey, we said sleepers now. But, I mean, honest to God, I mean.
This ain't a sleeper. It's dead.
Direct drive transmission. I mean, the thing ain't even really got. The transmission is the motor. I mean, there's no shift points, no
exactly.
Nothing.
There's so much wrong there. We can talk for another 2 hours about it. That's the problem right there. There ain't no shift points. There ain't no transmission. There ain't no like motor. Though it is a motor. It's not an engine. That's the problem. It's got a motor because it's electric, like your wall clock. That's the problem. You know, you don't see Timex making gas-powered watches. They don't even make any damn battery-powered cars. That's the problem.
I think that's a burn hazard.
You see what I'm getting at.
You know, Richard, that's my sleeper, and I'm sticking to it.
You know, Richard, go.
No, I think Richard will take up. He'll side with you on this. Me and Rob have been awful to you.
I get what you're saying. I'm still over here dumbfounded. Like I didn't see that coming.
Okay, when you maybe
said,
not.
You well, said no. I mean, I get it. They're peppy.
That was cute.
They're faster than most golf carts.
When fully charged.
Yeah, if they're fresh.
Yeah.
Keyword most.
Oh
most.
Man, I feel like I'm on a spot now.
I feel like. I'm
Richard, believe me, whatever you pull out is not going to be as bad as the vault.
I'm shocked he came out with that.
You can say the John Deere in your garage and be okay with this one, I think.
Give us something.
We need to go back when we first started this whole conversation and put a little disclaimer in there. Turn your radio down right now.
Give us something that rolls and blows smoke out the back.
All right, I got you. The Taurus Not Show. SHO.
You took mine. I was going to say that one next.
I'll give you one. It's awesome.
It's not a show.
It really is awesome.
It's not a show, Taurus.
No, and it drives me nuts. It's super high output.
Yes, it is. Yamaha. It's the Yamaha design 32 valve V8.
First, it was a V6 in the first two generations. It was a 3-liter if it was a manual, which the first ones were all manuals. Then in 93, they started offering a automatic as an option, which most people chose. It was a 3.2. And then in 96, they came out with the 3.4 liter V8 with only an automatic. That was just an absolute shell of what the SHO was supposed to be.
Really? So the V8s weren't near as cool?
No, V6 would walk all over a V8.
Really?
But they got big and fat and bloated. Like luxury
But they were there was a better looking Taurus, in my opinion.
I don't know, man. I like the originals.
I like the bar soap shaped ones.
I like the square bodies as well.
I'm selling by here, pay here. I've had both, and if I had to pick my favorite, I like the ivory bar soap Taurus.
You like the ovoid dashboard?
Exactly. That was a good looking car, and the SHO was a good looking car.
I have it on good authority because I did it in '94 when the SN95 GTs first came out. Driving a Joe Repair's 91 5-speed and pulled it. Brand new black GT, dude, just gotten it, and I pulled him in the blacked out SHO, and I don't think he was very happy.
Really?
Yeah, they were quick.
I'll tell you what doesn't make me happy. Electric cars and commercial brakes.
I quit.
Commercial brakes. I tell you, keep talking electric cars, you won't have to quit. we're going to pull
we're
the plug
kick
for you.
We're going to kick you out.
Guys, stay tuned. We're talking sleeper cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Breezy.
What's up, Robbie?
Smitty.
What's popping, pimping?
And you know what? We don't stop. We're just a Hot Rod Happy Couple. We got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What's happening in London, Kentucky?
London. Good town. Been through London quite a few times.
That's where my dad's from.
That's what I'm screaming. I knew good people came out of there. So, Richard, we were talking about sleeper cars earlier, and you're talking about these turbo Dodges. Oh, they were the ultimate sleeper cars back in the day.
Right.
I've got the ultimate sleeper car. How about a Honda Civic?
Wait a minute. I don't like where this is going.
This Honda Civic right here is a true sleeper because it has a superhero in it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to my good friend, Mr. Matthew Davis, a.k.a. Captain Chaos, if you're at Carolina Motor Fest. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Dun, dun, dun. Glad to be here, gentlemen and ladies.
I love it. I
That's
love
awesome.
It. I love it. The only thing that would make that better if you were like, thanks for having me on, Kato. Oh.
This is my sidekick, Kato. Say hello, Kato.
Say hello, Kato. I love your character. So now, unless you were born under a rock or born after 2000, you wouldn't know anything about Cannonball Run. Bad parenting.
No.
And, but Captain Chaos was Dom DeLuise's character on the Cannonball Run movies. And he played Victor. So, and I mean, probably one of my favorite superheroes of all time because, I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, he was kind of like the superhero, the ultimate underdog superhero from way back. And definitely the comedic break for that entire movie. Everything funny had Captain Chaos in it. in the Cannonball Run. And I love that.
It did.
So yeah. Tell us, what brought Matthew from Matthew to Captain Chaos?
Well, it all kind of started, you know, as a kid growing up, not only seeing the Cannonball Run movie, but, you know, me reading comic books as a kid. And then, you know, as I got later, I met a couple friends and stuff like that, and we decided to go to these comic book conventions. And my friend would dress up as, you know, their favorite, you know, video game character. So I went and said, you know what, I really don't have the body like, you know, Chris Hemsworth or Hugh Jackman, or I don't even look like Jean-Luc Picard. You know, so I said,
I feel your pain, sir. I feel your pain.
So what is, you know, a positive, overweight individual? And I'm like, Captain Chaos. So I'm like, you know what, I have to. And I've been to, you know, I've been to see, you go online, you see all these pictures of, you know, like Thor and Loki and, you know, Captain Marvel, Wonder Woman. I'm like, I don't got the body for this kind of stuff. So it's like, you know, I have not seen too many Captain Chaoses. I'm like, you know what, it's a pretty, you know, and so I had a friend of mine, was a seamstress. And it's like, you know, I tried to find the original 1980s medevac jacket that they had, and you can't find it anymore. So I had a friend, and we patched together on eBay. I found a patch on eBay. We found some stripes for the jacket, and we took an orange. I went on Amazon and ordered an orange jacket, you know, new jacket, and we swapped out the orange zipper for a white zipper, and I'm like, okay, this is like 90% correct. So I'm like, okay, cool. So when I got there, I was like, the younger people didn't get who it was, but some of the old people was like, oh my gosh, you're him. And you couldn't get the mask either too. So my seamstress friend, this was about Halloween, and fortunately I found one online, and we modified it to look like, you know, the Captain Chaos mask, because, you know, I think somebody does own the original jacket and cape and everything. And it's like, okay, they spend like $5,000 to get them, like, and it's in a museum. So there is no way I'm going to get access to that. So I came up with my own. It was pretty much, it's a shirt from Dickies, you know, and chef pants, because, okay, in black shoes and black belt, so yeah. That's pretty.
But you rock it well. Doable. I mean, you look spot on. I mean, I've seen side-by-side pictures of you, and I'm this guy, like, I can pick details out, and I'm going to tell you something. You nail that part, hands down.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, well, through meeting some people, and actually, I've met an individual who actually has probably the ultimate sleeper. He has a replica of the 1978 Cannonball Run Dodge Tradesman van. Okay. I say 78 because if you know Dodges, that was a mid-year change for them. So the 78 is a one-year-only van. And, well, we don't know what originally happened to the original van, because Hal Needham, who owned the van at the time, along with Brock Cage, had, as people know, he had, back in the 80s, he was the Skull Bandit, you know, NASCAR. So back then, he needed kind of like a tax write-off for NASCAR, so he had to sell the original van. And last we heard that it was being delivering flowers for a flower shop with a 460 Dick Lady bored out to 502. So
that's insane. Yeah. So you're telling me there's a flower shop delivering roses and daffodils in a big block powered Dodge van.
That's the last we heard of it. And that was, the mid-80s. So we don't know what's really happened to the original. So my friend Travis Bell, and if you ever get Mopar Collector's Guide, it was actually featured in the, which month is this? It was featured in one of the collector guides, and it was just so happens that I went with Travis to the Mopar Collector's Guide up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, the Mopar swap meet up there, and they happen to have that issue in there, and the van was there too. So it's been authorized by Brock Yates and Hal Needham as the closest replica of the original van, which happens to be a six-windowed Dodge Tradesman with a slider and with barn doors in the back and with a sunroof. I mean, my friend Travis Bell, it's taken 15 years to make this vehicle what it is. And exactly what
It was Transmedic on the side of it, right? It was really done up like an ambulance, but it never started out as a real ambulance.
No, those were actually the factory colors you could get from Mopar. So that's what Brock Yates and Hal Needham did back in the day. You could custom order from Dodge with those colors. So that's what they did. And about a couple of years ago, in Greenwich, Connecticut, there was a Cannonball Run reunion, and the guy who did the original pinstriping for that van was there, because my guys, Travis and his building partner, you know, they didn't have any, they were just using pictures like from the movies and the model and stuff like that. And he said, you guys are spot on exactly what the graphics were. So they got them down to the person next. Yeah. So, because it was originally built up in Connecticut back in the day in the 70s. So
that's awesome. And that's the thing about, you know, they didn't realize at the time that they were making history when they built this.
Well, they weren't. Well, it did actually run on a Cannonball Run. And like in the movie, there's Dom DeLuise is lying underneath the flatbed there. Well, the transmission did originally go out in that van. So it didn't make it all the way. So it's of all the vehicles that should be able to make it across. And it was, you know, people take bets as they went across, and people are like, man, that one's going to win. So did that. And it's just like the movie, the transmission conked out, and the original transmission conked out about 200 miles out of side, the Portofino Inn in California. And so they got it trailered in. You can go online, you can do Google search, and if you look for the 1979 Cannonball Run, there's a picture of the van in black and white on a trailer, but it didn't make it. So
that's awesome. I mean, so where all have you played Captain Chaos?
Well, it started in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So I went to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I've done a couple different Cincinnati Comic-Cons. Obviously, I went to the Greenwich Cannonball Run reunion a couple years ago. And last year, right before, go figure, Burt Reynolds came to – I'm from Pittsburgh. And Burt Reynolds came to the Steel City Con up here, and I met Burt Reynolds. And that was probably one of the coolest things I ever did. I can tell you because I walked in there, before I even walked in the door, like, I got five pictures of me right there. And I'm not one of these people that I try to keep since I've been to, you know, a bunch of these people love to take pictures and things of that nature. And I don't mind getting my picture taken. I just don't want to interrupt the flow of traffic, just like anybody else.
Hey, Matthew, I tell you what, we got to interrupt. Yeah. We got to take a small commercial break. Hang tight, because we got a lot more coming at you right here with Captain Chaos on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, Breezy.
Rob.
Smitty.
What's happening?
Professor.
What's happening in Pittsburgh, PA, in honor of our calling guest?
That's what I'm saying. We had an awesome guy. That's sweet.
So sweet.
That's tender. That right there, we got the coolest calling guest. This guy worked Carolina Motor Fest. Breezy, Smitty, you guys missed out.
Yeah, man, I hate it.
He worked it up and down.
This man right here, I'm going to tell you something. I would almost bet my life has a cape on right now.
I'm going to agree with you on that from what I've heard so far.
Flowing in the wind.
Yes.
I just want to know if he's got a mask on.
I bet so.
It goes with the cape, duh.
If not, could you go get it?
Can I borrow it?
Guys, we got Mr. Matthew Davis on the radio right here, all the way from Pittsburgh, PA, or Captain Chaos, as he's better known as. So now you were telling us about all the places that you have came as Captain Chaos. And you were at Carolina Motor Fest. And like I said, it was a great, great time. I mean, the crowd was eating it up. I mean, we did the giveaway Corvette. Captain Chaos is in the background. Of course, you're giving away a Corvette. Captain Chaos needs to be there. We had a man fall out. Captain Chaos was over there with a cape on.
Dun-dun-dun.
He didn't really do much. It was probably kind of a little bad for business that you were dressed as a paramedic, but you couldn't help the guy.
It's my day off.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was like, do something.
He supervised there.
I see that woman's dog, JJ.
I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV.
I love it. Yes. That was a great event. Like, I mean, I'm still telling people about it. Now, you're not all just dress up and acting like Captain Kaus, because you actually competed in the 2904 in a car just like Victor's in the Cannonball Run. Now, Richard, Professor, I got a good one for you. What did Victor drive in the Cannonball Run?
I really do know the answer because of Captain Kaus. It was a 76 Honda Civic CVCC.
That is correct. We're actually going through the award pictures right now with you in the background. I've had more people compliment you than Miss Carolina Motor Fest. It scares me but it's kind of flattering at the same time.
Well, hey, I appreciate everyone's comments and actually coming out for the Carolina Motor Fest. You know, it was a pleasure to be your guest, and it's also a pleasure for me here on with radio with you guys and everything like that. Oh, so, man. Yeah, it's one of those things, being Captain Kaus. It's what I really like about it is everyone remembers him, and it's a positive influence. You know what I mean? People enjoy seeing the character, and it brings people joy. And as we very well know, there's a lot of things going wrong with the world these days. And, you know, if I could bring somebody just a little bit of happiness, just even saying dun dun dun, you know, and getting a smile or a reaction out of somebody, that's joy for me. So
that's what it's all about.
That always makes me smile.
It does. I mean, like, I literally instantly smiled when he did it just then.
I love it. And the thing is, I also did that for, as we were talking before, I met Burt Reynolds, and he was there. This is the second day of convention he was there. It was just after lunch. I know he took a nap after he did. So he just came back, and I was like number 365 of tickets. And so there was like 300 people in front of me. And I know he has been, you know, signing things and signing Bandit memorabilia and all kinds of stuff. And I was the only person there with any type of, you know, Cannonball Run stuff. And he was like, you know, you can always tell when somebody's not having a good time. Well, his shoulders peaked up. He got a little bit straighter in his chair, even though he had probably one of the better chairs that anybody else had. But he actually enjoyed it, and he actually offered to shake my hand. You know, and I said, well, and here's my sidekick, Kato. Say hello, Kato. And I think I didn't get the typical Burt Reynolds laugh, but I did get a laugh. So I'm glad, you know, even though it was just like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, because I didn't want to take up a lot of his time, you know, because there's so many people behind me and everything, and I don't know how far they were up, but I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that it's and I'm looking at the poster I had him signed by him, and it's like, well, I can't believe, because I didn't believe, you know, it's like he was getting up in age, and I didn't know if he was ever going to, well, he's coming to Pittsburgh, I got to go see him, and I got to go as Captain Kaus. And it was just so many people were like, wow, you know, they knew about, they enjoyed Captain Kaus, and I got pictures. And the good thing I really like doing is I love getting pictures with kids, because, and the kids, I was actually at the Steel City Con, and one of the kids was, he was probably 9 or 10 years old. So I know he's not seen the movie like we have in the movies or on cable or anything like that. So I know his parents showed him that movie, and I'm like, you know what, if you could repeat these things back to me, I'm like, I got to give it up for the parents. You know what I mean?
Because that's just parenting done right.
Right. Exactly. So that gives me joy that, you know, it's, you know, something like sharing something with your father or, you know, something goes along with that nature. And it's like, yeah, okay, this is cool. So it's real fun.
So tell us about competing in the 2904. And now keep in mind, you did this in a 1976 Honda Civic CVC. See.
Correct. Yeah. After I did the Greenwich meet and greet up in a couple of years ago, I ran into some people like Ed Bullion, that you know very well, Rob, that they said, hey, you kind of do this thing. And I'm like, me, I was a little naive. It was like, okay, after the original Cannonball Run and after the One Lap America, it was all done. Nobody does this stuff anymore. That was, you know, that's the 80s. That's the 70s done. But I found some crazy people that did it too. So, and they said, hey, you got to do it. So what kind of car you want to do? Okay, this is the criteria. It has to be less. You have to buy it. It has to be less than $3,000. I'm like, okay. All right. It has to be, you know, 1980s or older. So I'm like, okay. And it's like, you know what? And I was like, I was looking around on the internet because that's what everybody does. And I found on Facebook Marketplace somebody having a 1977 Honda Civic CVCC. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing it in that because that's the same car that Dom DeLuise's character, Victor, had in the Cannibal Run. It's the third character car you see. You see the Lamborghini, you see the cop Firebird, and then you see a little Honda Civic being pulled in. So I was like, okay, I have to do it in that. So yeah, I did it in 43 hours and 44 minutes from the Red Ball Garage in Manhattan all the way to Redondo Beach, the Portofino. And just like, you know, Hal and Brock Yates did way back when in the 70s and stuff like that.
What was the craziest part of your trip?
Oh, the craziest part was, well, I only had a 10-gallon gas tank in that car. So that was one of the things that kind of limited me. So every time I had to stop, you know, about every 150 miles or so on that. And it would take me 5 minutes to fill up, but 20 minutes to get out of the gas station because nobody's seen one of these cars in such a long time. It was like, or my uncle had one, or my boyfriend's ex-rocker cousin had one of these, you know?
Everybody's like, rocker cousin had a Honda Civic. It just happens.
Exactly. It's like, I'm like, okay. Or I drove one, or I bought one for my son back in the 70s and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, gosh. It's like, yeah. So me and my co-driver, basically, we'd switch. I'd fill up the car, start half the story, go to the bathroom. Well, he would go to the bathroom and then come back and finish the rest of the story. So that we got kind of a, you know, we turned it a 20-minute into like a 10-minute type deal. So we got all the.
You got a system. So. I love it.
Exactly. After the first couple of tries, it's like, okay.
We got to work this out. So. Like, How long did it take Fifth Avenue, New York, Red Ball Garage to Portofino Inn?
My official time is 43 hours and 44 minutes.
That right now, there is something to be proud of.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
That really is.
Well, I couldn't. Most of the vehicles that I was with, they could hit triple digits. I couldn't. I tried. I was someplace in Texas. In Texas or Oklahoma. There was a downhill run. And I'm like, okay, we're going to see how fast we can get this thing. So we got it to 99. I'm like, come on.
Oh, my goodness. 1 mile an hour. The wind couldn't push in your direction.
I know. It's like, okay, downhill, this engine was screaming, the transmission was screaming. I was like, you know what? That's all she's going to do. I wanted that magical 100 triple digits because, I mean, if you figure the car originally had, it, back in stock form, had 62 horsepower. Okay, and I ran it practically stock. The only thing I didn't do because, well, it's so old, is I put some coilovers on it because, well, the car I got was originally from California because I found a California registration tag in the glove box the other day, and all the rubbers was gone. So I redid the whole bottom with polyurethane, put new coilovers on it, and put a Weber carburetor on it. Besides that, oh. It was a 4-speed. I swapped it out with a 5-speed. That's the only modifications I did on that car at all.
That's probably how I got in the 90s.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Captain Cass, we got to wrap it up. We got commercial breaks coming up right and left. We got a lot more show coming on. We've got to have you back on some other time real, real soon, man.
It'll be my pleasure.
I don't have superheroes on the air very often. All right, Matthew, take care, brother. Be good and keep doing the good work, sir.
All right, you too. Take care. Take care, internet and citizens of the airwaves of the radio.
See you later. Guys, we got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.